Facebook.com/WPGU1071.
You were standing with your girlfriends in the street, falling back on forever. I wonder what you came to be. I was new in town, the boy with the eager eyes. I never was a quitter, oblivious to schoolgirls' lies. And when I look back on those neon nights, the leather seat, the passage right, I feel the heat, I see the light. Miss Atomic Bomb, making out, we got the radio on. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Racing shadows in the moonlight, through the desert on a hot night. And for a second there we'd won. Yeah, we were innocent and young.
Miss Atomic Bomb by The Killers right here on WPGU 107.1's Take It Away. I'm here with my guys and a little guest from our Monday-Wednesday show of Take It Away. We'll be back in just a few after some messages to hop right into it.
Contemporary circus collective Les Sept Doigts de Le Mans is coming to Cranert Center for the Performing Arts from Montreal to perform Réversible, a breathtaking cirque-style piece that deeply reflects on how past generations influence us today. Witness these artists combine theater, circus, dance, music, and acrobatics on Friday and Saturday, March 29th and 30th. For tickets and more information, visit CranertCenter.com or call 217-333-6280.
Twitter.com/WPGU1071.
You're listening to Take It Away here on WPGU 107.1. Got Pebble Beach behind us here. Love it. My new favorite.
It's a ball behind me.
But I'm our regular comedy guy, Remy, here on the show. But we also have Alex and Colin.
Most especially Colin is joining us today, replacing the one and only Nectarios.
I will try to live up to those expectations, but to be honest, I will likely fail.
It's hard. Oh. It's hard, so we won't hold it against you. But
Colin
anyways.
Will bring his own flair to the show today.
Flair? I wasn't aware I was supposed to set things on fire.
There you go. Two for two.
throwing heavy punches here today on Take It Away. So I guess the main story about today is, I guess before we get to it, we could talk about the weather because we usually leave the show. Yeah, I'm not a fan either. I was looking at Snapchat today and you know how on the certain setting you could see the temperature.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it said 70 degrees, and I was like,
beautiful.
It's, oh, great. You know, it's going to be a fun day. Go outside, and I can't walk straight because of the wind.
Yep.
the wind tunnel on green. So Colin and I are in agreement in regards to, I'd rather have it be like 45 and not
I'd
windy.
I'd rather have it be cold. I can handle cold. I can't handle wind. And also, that's the other thing. Wind makes cold worse. So actual cold is not that bad.
No.
It's the wind when it's cold that is actually painful. It's that biting little... wind is my least favorite weather. I hate it.
I completely agree. I very strongly dislike it. It's less worse than... Or less bad than it is for me usually today because it's warm. But it's still annoying. My hair was crazy when I got in the building.
Oh, no.
Probably still is. Just saying.
We just didn't want to say anything.
Yeah. Thank you, boys. Thanks for sparing me.
I feel like I don't have as much of a problem with the wind because basically every time I buy new cold gear is when I get to go on a new hiking trip. And that's, you know, high altitude, like hiking in the mountains and stuff like that.
Is it windy?
So do you hike around here?
Not around here in Colorado and Wyoming.
I don't think there
I've
are
I've done a little
hills.
Bit in Illinois, like Starved Rock and stuff like that.
Oh, that's
but
okay.
That sense. Means that basically every coat and jacket I have is a windbreaker. So I usually don't mind as much.
I need to get me one of those. I don't have one.
Windbreakers are terrible. Because you think that they're rainproof, and then boom, they're not.
Oh, yeah, no.
You just think that they are because they feel like it.
They're not that. Just wind.
I thought this was a rain... It's a, windbreakers are just always disappointing.
So they're heartbreakers for you, then.
Ooh.
Heartbreaker. Windmaker.
They take the wind out of your sails as well.
Yes.
All right. Today's also Pi Day. It's March 14th. So, in lieu of Pi Day, Google announced today that an employee of Google, Emma Haruka Iwao, I think, is that how you pronounce
Iwao?
It?
Iwao. Yeah.
Missed a W there. With the help of Google's platform, calculated Pi to 31.4 trillion decimal places, beating the previous record by 9 trillion digits.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
That really gets my gears grinding, guys. I was like, I woke up today and I was having, you know, it's another day, another good day to be alive and everything, but it was very average until I found out that Pi has been calculated to 9 trillion more digits, and it just got me feeling some kind of way. Right,
wait,
Colin?
So I was going to say, so Colin's like the only person in this room who's like hardcore math.
I like math.
Right? Yeah, you like math too?
Yeah, this is dumb.
I don't enjoy math.
The head chief fella at NASA says, yeah, we use up to 15 decimal places, so we don't need 31.4 trillion. It's just because it's an irrational number, and they're like, we don't know what number is going to connect. Whoa. And then they're going to use 170 terabytes of data, which is the same amount we have here. There's the Library of Congress print edition. They use so much storage and space to find something that really doesn't do anything other than, like, have the knowledge that you did this. I don't know.
I'm still I'm calculating the circumference of a circle.
Just think of it.
I'm still gonna use 3.14 times the diameter. I promise I will not use the 31.4 trillion digits.
You know, that's probably a smart way to go.
It's also
about
2 pi r.
Yeah, I may be somewhat excited from this on a tech and math perspective, but I don't think it's the most important part of the story. I think the important part is that the program that she used is called Y Cruncher, which is amazing. I would name my dog Y Cruncher. Like, come here, Y Cruncher, come here.
Oh my God.
Y Cruncher.
And I would call the dog's treats Why crunch? Come on.
Why crunch?
It's brilliant.
Not even for a Why Crunch.
Almost a palindrome.
Why's could be the new Scooby Snacks.
They could be. They could very well be.
Additionally, Google also came out with, in lieu of Pi Day, each state's most Google searched pie. And in the great state of Illinois, we have searched French silk pie the most. There were some that were very weird. For example, Kansas searched cheeseburger pie. I've never heard of cheeseburger pie.
That's not a real thing.
Yeah, what?
It's dumb. That's also Michigan.
Yeah, why?
What's your favorite pie, guys? Go.
What's tomato pie?
That's disgusting.
What?
Disgusting. These are real things.
Apple pie is mine, if anyone's
yeah.
Millionaire pie. That's where I want to live in Texas.
Millionaire.
Texas is millionaire pie. All
right. Cool. My favorite pie,
apple.
Apple traditionally, but in the fall it has to be pumpkin.
Really? Oh, I'm allergic to pumpkin, so that's an out for me.
I remember this last episode we went over all of your
we went over like half of them.
Half.
It's fine. I don't know. Apple pie is just it's really good. If it's made well. I don't like particularly fresh apples either. That ruins it for me. If like you can taste a hard crunch
it
in it.
It has to be.
I don't like that. Hmm.
It has to be store bought and processed it's as far as I'm
gotta be
mush.
I don't know. My grandmother inadvertently makes a very good apple pie because she somehow ruins most of the things that she cooks in a way that like overcooks it.
Okay.
Not necessarily. I don't know. It makes it such a good pie. It's just like mush. Also, a lot of people don't understand how to serve things, and this really makes me upset, where they're like, put the spatula in, but like not on the outside of the pie. They'll just kind of start it right in the middle, and they'll miss the edge of the crust,
and then
they're surprised why it's all mushy, and then you just like, on your plate, and yeah. I don't know. It's good. It's really good. I like mushy apple pie. That's my point. Hmm.
See, I think that's actually a tradition, by the way, of apple pie, because it's not American, it's British. So if it's always overcooked, now we're thinking why.
Classic British. Anyway, boiling apple pie.
I hate apple pie. And you can't call me an American for that because it is originally British. But my favorite pie is a bit more complicated. I love banana cream pie and pumpkin pie because you can always count on them to be pretty darn good.
Right.
But my favorite pie is key lime pie because it's almost always made terribly. So when you find a good key lime pie, it is the most amazing thing ever.
So your favorite pie is one that you won't like the way it tastes.
No.
The vast majority
perfect,
of the time.
It's perfect, right. He's saying.
It's because it's incredibly hard to
it's
get
very
right.
Rare.
So if you get a good key lime pie, then that is the best pie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I could see that.
Have you ever
tried Yoplait's whipped key lime pie?
Yes.
I have not.
That is actually good.
It's excellent.
I have no idea if it tastes like how key lime pie actually tastes. I've never had key lime pie, but I like that yogurt. I'll get it once in a while.
That's legit.
That's not my story, but
that's legit exactly what got me into the pie, Remy. Like, it tastes like almost exactly like it.
There's literally only
that's good. I agree with you.
There's only one state, South Dakota, that has most frequently searched apple pie. No other state has searched apple pie as its most common type of pie, and Maryland is the only state that searched pumpkin pie as the most common type.
That doesn't necessarily mean that they buy it the most. They just search it. There could be a lot of people that just like, I don't know what this is. I'm gonna Google or like Texas. Maybe there's a lot of people with like big dreams and they're like, I want to be a millionaire, and they get distracted halfway through and are hungry. They're like, millionaire pie, and then they search it. That could just be what all the people in Texas are doing, and so that's how you get the numbers up, because this doesn't say the most bought pie, just the most searched.
You know what sounds related. Delicious peanut butter pie.
I hope that's just peanut butter in crust. That'd be good.
Wait, are you allergic?
Also, yeah.
Oh. So yeah, I think that being said, we've talked enough about pie.
Yeah,
I
actually will we though?
Yeah. Huh? Wait, are you feeling like eating some pie right now, Annabelle?
I really am. My stomach is actually being so loud right now. So apologies if you can hear that. Like, I'm not
Take
even kidding.
Take it easy, Annabelle.
I'm not even kidding. It's so loud. Anyway, I'm a hungry girl today. But next up, we'll be talking about a burglar getting chased by something pretty unusual. So stay tuned to find out right here on Take It Away on WPGU 107.1.
If you want it, you can have it, but you gotta learn to reach out there and grab it, 'cause everybody wants some love, shoot it from the stars above.
Champaign's alternative, WPGU 107.1.
You're listening to Take It Away here on WPGU.
Good job, Annabelle. I've never heard this bed before.
Really? This is Spanish Flea. It's pretty famous.
Did we play it last show?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. It is perfect for this topic. I'll give it that.
That's why I picked it. It was like, let's go. We're going to talk a little bit about a funny news story. So this burglar basically got chased by 80,000 bees.
How do you count that?
Are you allergic to bees, Remy?
No. I can get stung and it will just mildly hurt like a normal person.
So in this instance, basically there's no, I would say, documented proof that or video of the burglar being chased away. But at this beekeeping farm, mm-hmm. Bermondsey Street Bees, they noticed that somebody clearly had jumped over a fence and crash landed onto the beehive.
Yikes.
And knocked the roof off of one of the hives and like crushed one of the other ones. So nothing was stolen imaginably, because I personally am not a burglar in my spare time. But yeah.
It disappointed me. I thought you were moonlighting as Catwoman.
but if I was and I hopped a fence and landed onto a beehive, I don't think I'd stick around to see what was going on in the area. So, yeah, 80,000 bees chasing you. They described it as natural justice.
That makes sense.
That is natural. justice.
And you know, I think it actually wasn't the logical thing to do, though.
What would
so
be?
So imagine...
By the bees?
Yeah, you're planning to burgle this beekeeper. And burglarize? Beekeeper. Yes, burglarize, burgle, whatever you
to
prefer.
Burgle.
The vernacular.
But you land on the beehives, you get chased by bees.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go away from the house because that's open air where the bees will they'll get you and they'll destroy you. You could go in the house where you now know a beekeeper lives and he might have some kind of defense mechanism against the bees. Whereas if you stay outside, you're completely exposed. But if you go inside, you can burgle his bee suit and all of his gear.
Oh.
Win-win.
Are those expensive? Do they sell for a lot?
Oh,
I feel like at a certain point that's just like, all right, well, let me
just go snag one of these.
Yeah, but then also I feel like I don't know. I could see it as just like I'm just gonna leave. This isn't as fun as I thought it would be, and
as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Oh, got him.
Oh no. Here come all the bee puns.
Yeah, when you rob this guy, you gotta be more careful.
Stop. All right. According to the beekeeper, bees only sting.
Beekeeper.
Alex looks like he's ready to punch us all right
no,
now.
No. I'm just trying to get through an interesting quote by the beekeeper. The beekeeper at Bermondsey Street Bees said, "Bees only sting if they feel like they're under attack, and a hive in general acts like a single unit. So an individual bee will sacrifice itself for the hive." That's scary.
That's cool.
Yeah,
it's like I personally have you guys. I assume you've been stung by bees before.
Yep,
I've never been stung by a bee.
You should try it.
Yeah, should I live on the edge? You know,
you never know.
There was a
really bother one
big thing.
I think the one time that I was stung by a bee, there was a bee on my ear, and I went to kill it, so I smacked my ear, and I the palm of my hand went right through the stinger.
Oh, ooh. I kind of did that. I pushed my brother on a bee once, and it stung his hand.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, it was very funny for me. Less
do bees die? I forgot this detail of the bee movie. Do bees,
love that movie.
Do bees die after they're stung?
It depends,
or after they sting
on
someone?
The bee. Like yeah. The basic honeybee will die, but like a bumblebee, no, they just
if they're meant to sting, then they will be fine. But if their stinger is like not really meant to be used, like a bumblebee, then it's
the
end of the road for them.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, and then you end up with a plastic sword in place of a stinger in the case of that one bee in the movie that loses a stinger. He
why
has, like,
do we
a
all remember the bee movie?
How do you not
it,
remember
it? Haven't you done the thing where you watch it every time? It gets faster every time they say the word bee? It's only,
yeah.
It's only 3 minutes long. It's very doable.
I deliberately avoided that meme because it's not funny. It was never funny. It's never going to be funny.
I think it's funny.
It's never going to be funny.
Oh, okay.
I can't right. believe you would say that.
can we go back to music now, Annabelle?
Sure. Let's get away from the bees. We're gonna have a little Lily Allen up next, a favorite of mine called
Ooh.
Smile.
I love this one.
Oh, good. I picked a good one. All right. Next up, Lily Allen will be back in just a few. Going to talk about how your dog knows when you're sick. Good stuff. Okay.
Do that for when you first
What's going on, guys? We're back. Yeah, take it away on WPGU 107.1. What's shaking, everyone?
Shaking. What's Bacon. Up? I'm doing good. How are you?
Just living, man. We're talking a little bit about how your dog knows when you're sick. And yeah, I've definitely experienced this before, where dog acts different, you know, around you.
Really?
Yes.
That's nice.
I even had it with when I used to have my ferret. I even had it then. Like, animals just know,
your
you know?
Ferret?
Yes.
Can you tell us about your ferret a little bit?
Sure. What do you want to know?
Not to come off as, how do you call it? Rude. But
a ferret hater? Is that the term you're looking for, Alex?
I don't necessarily. Every time Annabelle brings up her ferret, it's just interesting to me. I don't want to seem derogatory. Just somebody who owns a dog. It's interesting to me how someone could get so close with a rodent.
I have a little myth to dispel for you, Alex.
Okay. It's not a rodent.
It is not a rodent.
It's a dog.
Plot twist. You were the rodent all along, Alex.
Ferrets are related, funnily enough, to otters, as we were talking about.
They're related to otters?
Yeah, yeah, they're related to otters, badgers, minks, that family of animals. They're predatory.
Occupy.
They can kill animals occupy. Like three times their size.
Ferrets can?
Yeah.
So how can you get so close with an animal that's that vicious?
Well, dogs are vicious. They're not quite vicious. They're very intelligent and, like, they're carnivores just like a dog or a cat are.
Oh, you feed them meat?
Well, you're kind of supposed to, but they have ferret kibble, so we just would feed her kibble and give her meat treats.
So you go to, like, PetSmart and get ferret kibble?
Mm-hmm. Just like dog food.
Now, would the ferret crawl all around the... I could imagine a ferret crawling up the walls and jumping.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they can't really climb very well because their feet are so short. They're ground dwellers, so...
Oh, really?
Yes, they're diggers. They have long claws.
Do you trim the claws?
Yeah, and it was a pain in the butt to deal with.
So was it affectionate? Like, could you be sitting down and the ferret would just jump up on the couch and sit on you?
Absolutely. Yeah, she was very sweet. Our favorite thing to do was... After she... They're very energetic animals and very curious, so they have their playtime and then they're tired after... when the ferret was tired, after she had played, I would take her, she lived in the basement of our house, she had, like, free roam of it, and then take her and sit on the computer, and she would just nap on my lap, like, while I was, like, surfing the internet. I was, like, so nice, just, like, a little warm ferret sitting in your lap.
That's
very
awesome.
Cute animal, yeah.
I have one question, though. What is giving a ferret a bath like?
Oh, it's hell on earth, Colin.
I think you just throw it into the bathtub and
run. Literally.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically what I do with my dog, but I'm curious.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Be clean.
It's kind of funny. So she had very thick fur because we fed her good food and, like, good supplements and stuff.
She had but luscious fur.
She did, and everyone complimented her on it. It was kind of funny.
You guys put her on roids?
Not quite. Salmon oil, if that counts.
Okay.
But when we bathed her, she would become so small because her fur would just flatten. And we would actually, it was so thick that we would squeeze her, like twist her like you would a washcloth. Like,
you wrung your ferret out?
Yes, because their bodies are
that's
flexible.
I'm sure of it.
Wait, what?
Their bodies are so
flexible. You would twist your ferret?
Yes. Like, not all the way around.
Or just use a hair dryer at that poor animal.
No, she won't sit still. You don't get it, Alex. That animal. Oh, my God. It's funny, though. Their vertebrae are actually, like, shaped to fit under and inside things. So they call it ferret-proofing. Like, you have to have your house ferret-proofed before you get a ferret. Because
like
that
mice.
Yes. Like, they will get in places.
Would the ferret take out mice?
Yes, definitely.
So you guys never had a mice issue?
No, because she was stayed in a cage most of the day, but when we were home, she was allowed to.
Did she ever, like, kill anything?
No, never. We never had an issue with that. But
I feel like a ferret's the kind of animal that would kill a rabbit in the yard.
Oh, they do.
My dog would do that if she could ever catch one.
That was what they were bred for. They're the, you know how dogs are the domestic form of the wolf? Ferrets are the domestic form of an animal called the polecat in Britain.
Okay.
Ooh.
And they were British on the show, and they were bred to hunt rabbits for people. It's called ferreting. It's still a sport out there. YouTube it sometimes. Very interesting.
We've learned so much.
We have.
Now whenever something's really British, I'm going to say, why, you're as English as a polecat eating an apple pie.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
And they'll have no idea what I'm talking about. But they'll be funny to me.
Okay. But, all right. Cool.
Yeah,
I'm going to walk away now.
In terms of the topic we had lined up, though, we were talking about how your dog knows when you're sick. They can smell it and they can detect your mood. Has anyone here with dogs like experienced that?
Well, I know for a fact that my dog could smell better than I can, because just purely genetically, dogs have 300 million olfactory receptors in their nose, whereas the average human being has 6 million. but on top of that, I am allergic to my dog. There was a, for an organization that I'm in, we had a joint event with Illini Service Dogs, you know, the people on campus that are always walking the service dogs. And it's a phenomenal organization. They train service dogs for people that need them down the line. And you'd be surprised at what these dogs could do. Unfortunately, I am allergic to dogs, but I still wanted to pet the dog. So I had a little bit of a sneezing episode after the event. But back to what I was actually saying. Dogs could smell so much, especially my dog smells better than I can because I'm allergic to them, so my nose.
My dog smells better than me.
Yeah, that's my dog smells.
Really?
Yeah.
First thing to bring up on a date.
Exactly. speaking of bathing animals, traditionally I have a Boston Terrier at home, small, and we usually give him a bath in the shower. With like, I'll
so
use
you just
a towel
give him a shower.
Yeah, give him. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that ethical, unethical?
I think it's pretty eco-friendly.
I think it's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like a bath is... The thing is, it's a commitment, right? Because you got... Don't you have to get in with it, right?
You kind of have to stand in there. Yeah. With a dog. That's what I do.
I mean, what kind of dog do you have?
I have a hybrid of Cocker Spaniel and Poodle.
Oh.
So...
Sounds cute.
Pretty small, but not like teacup dog.
Gotcha.
Cute.
Medium.
Is it hypoallergenic or no?
She doesn't shed.
Ooh, so, that's nice. Oh. That's what they call hypoallergenic. Although my family is, my brother and my mom are both very, very allergic.
Because poodles are generally pretty allergy-free.
Yeah, like someone allergic to dogs would still probably not have a good time of it, but the fact that her hair is not everywhere helps a lot.
Yeah, helps a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Well, next up here on Take It Away, we're going to talk about a topic we were going to talk about last show. We didn't have enough time, though, so this time we'll hit you up. We're going to talk about Goodyear's flying car tire concept. We're going to tell you all about that in just a few. Stay tuned for that.
Thank you. Want to hear your favorite song on the air? Tune in to Request Live weekdays from 5 to 6 p.m. and send us a text at 217-337-1071. Your song could be next.
Do you want another truck or a truck like no other? How about deals on that truck during Ram Truck Month? A truck with an available touchscreen that stretches an entire foot. A truck that has capabilities that don't exist in any other truck in its class, like available air suspension. Heck, Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year truck. Do you want a truck that's not only about towing and hauling and payload capability, but a truck that stretches every ability? It's the all-new Ram 1500. Come in now during Ram Truck Month for deals like no other. Well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with a standard audio system for $319 a month for 36 months with $3,799 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Class based on light-duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease the Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over $30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 4-1.
Hey, my name is Thursday.
Hey, Thursday.
Yeah, I go right between Wednesday and, of course, Friday. There are a lot of great things about Thursdays that I can't think of right now. But to a lot of people, I'm definitely their favorite because a 6-inch Italian BMT is just $3.49 every Thursday at Subway restaurants. It's the sub of the day, and it's a different 6-inch sub each day for $3.49. So, in conclusion, Thursday, Italian BMT, best day ever. Subway, make it what you want. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus pickable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
You are listening to Take It Away here on WPGU 107.1. The last 10 minutes of our show, unfortunately, for the week. Actually, the last 10 minutes of Take It Away for the next end of this week and the entire next week due to the upcoming break. So, I know, don't cry too much. And please, again, we advise you to refrain from rioting next week in the show's absence. But the last thing that we're talking about, Goodyear in Luxembourg recently designed this new type of tire that doesn't necessarily work, but it's basically a tire that also has on the inside a propeller system of some sort that can support the weight of a vehicle. And that being said, it's not necessarily a actual tire. It's more of a concept tire that is meant to trigger a debate on tires and transport technologies for a new mobility ecosystem. Any thoughts, guys?
Well, I gotta say, this is not where I thought we were going. Because really? All the movies have us thinking hovercraft.
Well, this is kind of like a hovercraft, though.
I guess
it kind of is.
Like
a hovercraft.
Kind of does. Yeah, would you argue that? Like, I guess so. The way I picture it is I don't picture it hovering, like, I don't know. I think of hovering as like an electronic thing. You know what I mean? Like, this is a little more mechanical.
Well, Colin's an engineer. Do you care to explain to us how hovering works?
No.
This is basically, like, if you find hovercrafts.
This is why I can't replace Nectarios. He's an aerospace engineer. I'm an electrical engineer.
Yeah, but, like, if you look up, like, all the hovercraft technology that people are close to making, it's basically just big fans that you just sit on, pretty much. That's what these are, essentially. It's just, like, spokes that are longer and slightly tilted so that when you turn the wheels, like, they're non-pneumatic, like, they don't have any air in it, and so they're hard, you know, so they don't have to be filled or anything, so the air can go through, but then when the tires twist into looking like a thing that can fly, the tires keep spinning, but then it's in a way that it pushes air down so that it pushes the car up, and so it seems like a pretty cool hovercraft. If this works, I don't know if it would. There's a lot of problems with making cars that fly.
Yeah, basically it's just like the spokes of the wheel are like the blades on a helicopter.
Yep.
So when you turn them sideways, the car could float. And it's a cool design.
Very cool.
But honestly, ultimately, we have to ask the question, why flying cars be a good idea?
I don't know.
We're getting into hot water over
here. I don't see it solving more problems than it would create.
It would create a lot of problems.
I don't know
how you have air roads. I mean, I guess maybe if it's good, if it only goes like an inch above, then you wouldn't have wear and tear on roads and you would have
that's true.
You could save a lot of money for
repairs. It's been a pretty rough week for flying, so I don't necessarily know if this actually Uber. I recently saw, I don't know if Uber's investing in self-driving vehicles or
it's
self-driving. Yeah. And that's also driving their upcoming IPO. A bunch of banks are apparently investing in that technology. So I think we'll probably see self-driving cars before we see flying cars. But even with self-driving, like at this point, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary too.
It kind of depends on how far you take it. Like you said, Remy, an inch above the road, maybe not so much of a problem, but unrestricted flight. Can you imagine
that's a problem.
Drunk drivers
drones are
like
already
that?
A problem right
drunk
now.
Flying.
Drones
no
like,
one is safe.
No, because
you are
have
flying
to have, like,
under the influence.
And there's a lot of rules that you have to follow if you're a
with
pilot.
Drones,
right.
It's not an easy thing to do. And if you can just get any person can have a car that just flies, whatever. Again, this is probably a similar debate that someone on the radio had 1,000 years ago before they had horses and cars,
real cars
and stuff. I'm sure this has been talked about. It seems difficult. And I think self-driving car or non-self-drive cars that drive themselves, not that a self drives the car. Those could be good. That's going to definitely happen. They've said that it'll happen in the next few years. Like, people that are being born around now will never need to learn how to drive.
Yeah, it's just going to be a matter of how quick the technology is accepted, mostly.
Yeah,
I feel
right.
like insurance would make it kind of quickly.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to drive your own car, insurance companies are not going to like that. It's way too expensive.
Most
for them.
Definitely. Colin, did you want to rant about something?
Oh, no. I'm full out of rants.
All got it.
Well, okay. Maybe he'll rant during Request Live, which is right up next.
Yes, stay tuned for rants.
Yeah. What number can they text, Colin?
Oh, you can text in your song requests to 217-337-1071.
Is that Annabelle's phone number?
What? No.
Yeah, give me a ring, boys. yeah, no. But seriously, text in with your requests. We'll do our darnest. Colin will do his darnest to get to him. Yeah, he will do it. As long as they're clean, as long as they fit the alternative theme of this station, you know. Mm-hmm. We you know, sometimes we go kind of out there with
bend
the stuff
the rules
people
a little
send
bit.
Us.
There's some ASAP Rocky occasionally, but not the ASAP Rocky.
The alternative version.
Alternative version of ASAP Rocky.
Exactly. We play around with it, which is why it's such a great show. But I hope you enjoyed this show, and I hope you'll join us in 2 weeks when we're back.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. The end of a little, our well, at least the beginning of this year. End of this piece of era, I guess. And then on to the next, till summertime. So with that, Atlas Genius.
Take it away.
Take a picture you could never recreate. Write a song.